And there was a firefight!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode number 29. How is everybody? Too much energy?
Too much energy.
Welcome, everybody, Capes and Scowls, number 29.
There you go. You jigglypuffed us. Thank you.
Motherfucker. I'm Tim.
I'm Leander.
And with us today...
I'm Hakeem.
Hakeem is here. Rashid was going to be with us. Unfortunately, things came up. He will not be here. I know everybody loves Rashid. We love you, Rashid. And we will see you soon. We're going to do another one probably this coming week to make up for Rashid.
Yeah, Rashid will be back.
He was like, I'm so sad. I read like 8 books. I can't make it. I understand. It's fine. Stuff happens. So, as always, we're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. I'm on Twitter, mad_dog_Tim. If you want to talk to Rashid, he's at Too Many Cheetos, which is a great name. Hakeem, are you on Twitter?
No.
No?
Wait, I have a Twitter, but I never use it.
All right, so don't talk to Hakeem on Twitter. He'll just ignore you. You'll feel bad about it. He'll be fine with it. You can email us, capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. We're on iTunes. And our actual website is capesandscowlspodcast.com. So, how are you?
Whoa.
I've had coffee. I'm awake.
Yeah, you are way too awake.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm the morning person. How am I?
As he flexes the guns real quick.
Yeah, because I broke his shoulder.
So, two things. I turned an age this past Saturday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
37.
And at that age, it's not 37.
It's 37.
Things started breaking down, and unfortunately, one of the reasons things broke down is that some idiotic friend of mine decided to leap into my arms, and I had to catch him with one arm.
I don't leap. At all.
He's not a leaper.
I'm
leaper.
Sorry. A friend of mine pranced into my arm, and because of that...
Don't prance either.
I don't know, man. Because this sounds like a prancing injury.
Because of that, my shoulder was basically, like, ripped from its muscles, and I had to be out of work for 5 days.
Costing you money, this terrible friend.
I don't know who this friend is, but I hate him.
Good thing you have sick time.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yes, Hakeem... It really is because of Hakeem that I was in pain for 5 days, but... it was not his fault, so I did pick him up myself, and unfortunately, I'm too old now, I can't do that anymore.
It's because you turned that age.
I turned that age.
37, it's tough.
Stop, there's not even that really.
37. It's 34, everybody.
So. Sure, let's go with that.
In 3 years, it'll be 37 if my math's correct.
There it is. This has been math time with Hakeem.
Yes.
Math is good.
So that's about it with you? That's all you got going on?
That's it, I mean...
All right.
That's fair. Yeah, looking for a new place to live.
Yep, still doing that.
Yep, I'm going to be either in Collingswood, New Jersey, or for stalkers, or be in D.C.
Or somewhere in between.
Or somewhere in between.
In the world.
In the world.
Delaware.
Carmen Santiago.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what happens. So that's it. I'm just old now and haggard. All right.
Wow.
Not keen.
Did you just drop a Carmen Santiago reference?
San Diego, but yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's the mailman. That's the only thing they bark at.
Besides me and Leander.
Right. Somebody at the door or the mailman. That's a mailman bark.
Yep.
Hakeem, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah? Anything new and exciting? People haven't heard from you in a minute. I don't know if...
I mean, I watched some Marvel stuff.
All right, we'll get to that in a minute. What else you got?
Watch Winter Soldier.
Okay, finally.
Because I got really excited because I saw the Civil War trailer and Black Panther. So I did some Googling on Black Panther, learned some stuff about him. Pretty much Captain Africa. Really excited about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Captain Africa? Why are you guys making that face?
They don't call him that.
Yeah, but you could call him that because he's from Africa. And he's like the only African superhero from Africa.
I don't think that's...
not how that works.
I don't think that's true either, but yeah.
Yeah, it is, because I think Doctor Strange is from Cairo in Egypt, right?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I just watched Civil War, so I have so much Marvel knowledge in my head right now. And I remember that crazy African-American guy with the shaved head who was like, Hail Hydra, said something about these giant anti-terrorist ships could blow up anybody in the world, including a valedictorian in some random Midwestern town.
Valedictorian.
Okay. Yeah, high school valedictorian. Uh-huh. And why'd you look at me like valedictorian wasn't a real word? Because for a second there, I had to second guess myself. But no, he also said he would kill someone in Cairo. So I Googled that, and Cairo? Apparently, Cairo, Egypt, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right, and it came up with, it mentioned something about Doctor Strange, which I think was wrong, but my new favorite superhero that I know nothing about, Moon Knight.
Yeah!
I was freaking hoping
that's where this was going.
I am so excited because he reminds me of...
Moon Knight is my favorite
the
character.
The dude from Sailor Moon. Moonlight Knight. That was my favorite guy on Sailor Moon. Everybody's like, oh, Tuxedo Mask. No! Moonlight Knight. Dorian, you love it.
Oh, I do man. Love it, actually.
Yeah, I love Moonlight Knight.
Moonlight is just like Moonlight.
I think he was cool as shit. Moon Knight, I mean, like, he kind of looks like Marvel's version of Batman.
Right.
That's what I was getting from it.
As
he
a
looks
Sailor
cooler.
Moon character. Right.
No,
I'm just saying,
the Moonlight Knight, similar
same
names.
Thing.
Got yeah. super excited when I read I that, because for a second there, I was like, what? Cross Sailor Moon crossover?
It basically
Sailor Moon's
is.
Part of Marvel? This
You're
is
right.
great.
Moon
and then
Knight
I saw
is basically
the picture.
A Sailor Moon
Moonlight Light Knight is more majestic
Moonlight Mike
and romantic. You know what I'm... Moonlight Mike. Yeah, Moonlight
is
Mike.
Stripper?
Yeah.
Does he prance?
No, he doesn't prance. He's
like
more
a
of a skipper. He does a little bit of floating.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know, but I really think there's so much more to the Marvel Universe than I knew.
Of course.
Because, like, you know, with that Jessica Jones show and that dude, Johnny Cage, whatever... Big ass dude with like
Johnny Cage is
impenetrable
different.
Skin. It's just so many characters, and now my brain's going crazy. And
There's something for your brain. You know who the rumored next Netflix show is after the initial run?
Hold on.
It's Moon Knight.
No, get yes. the fuck out.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
I'm so excited for him.
It's one of those things that's not confirmed, but
yeah.
the source that leaked it
he
is
from
much.
Egypt, right?
Mm-hmm. He gets his power in Egypt. He
so,
was a mercenary.
So he's not Arab.
He is no, not.
That kind of messes
he
up.
He is
white.
He's
the whiter white guy.
I was really hoping there was like, you know, some sort of Arab thing going on that wasn't ISIS, so I could be proud.
That would be nice, but
damn it,
I'm sure there is. I'm blanking right now.
Yeah. There's no Arab superheroes.
There has to be. Absolutely has to be.
Currently, probably is not.
The only semi-looking like Arab famous guy that I can think of that's badass is Colin Kaepernick, but they say he's mixed race.
He's
but
not
to
that
me,
badass.
He's Arab. I know he's benched and everything, but
yeah,
he looks
I'm
Arab to me.
He's not that good.
Well, you know, that team is just not that good. I mean, Blaine Gabbert is your quarterback, so... But we're not here for football.
Right, we're not here to talk about football.
All right, let's go back to geek culture.
But seriously, there's no Arab superheroes whatsoever that you can
probably
think of
not.
Off the top
probably
of
not.
Wow.
Probably not.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, no, but
then
I'm sure there
not.
Are.
That means they're probably not.
That's not true. Leander's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Leander's racist.
He is very racist. Yes.
Very racist.
The fact is, we're going to go find something that's going to be like some absolute idiotic sidekick character. So, no, there is no superhero. If there was one, we would know
it. What about Miss Marvel, the new Miss Marvel?
She is Indian.
Oh, she's Indian.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean,
just kidding,
Tim, out there.
I was asking a question. I wasn't sure what ethnicity she was supposed to be.
So there are none. No,
I'll find you one.
If,
we'll
yeah,
Google it later.
I can find you. I can draw one right now, and there it is. There's an Arab.
I mean, like,
out.
No, I want him to be part
What's
of Marvel.
Happening? Yeah, she's.
What is happening? Relax.
I'm just
easy,
saying.
Captain Africa.
Yeah, whoa,
now what
whoa.
Did I do?
Well, Captain Africa. Right now, he's gonna. I think he's my favorite superhero because he's from Africa, representing Mother Earth.
You mean Black Panther?
Captain Africa.
I can't drink coffee.
He will not be Black Panther.
Why couldn't he then be Iron Panther? Why is it Captain
Because he's
America?
Not wearing an iron, like, outfit.
He doesn't iron his outfit.
He doesn't iron his outfit, one.
He's not about
Number
it.
Two, he doesn't have an iron suit that shoots lasers out of his freaking hand. He's a cat. Black Panther.
He's not. First of all, Captain America is an actual captain in the military.
Yeah, but they have similar costumes. And he's a captain of a tribe. Leader, captain, it all
no,
means the same
king.
Thing.
No,
the leader.
He's a king.
Yeah. King.
Yeah.
King Africa. Africa king.
Oh, man.
First of all...
Africa king.
No.
Boom!
Oh,
Africa king.
Somebody get on that.
Yep.
Draw a picture.
King.
Can I even get
no.
in? Because he can't be Captain Africa.
Why?
Because that's not how that works.
It is how that works, because he's the captain of his tribe.
Africa is a continent. It's not a country.
Well, that doesn't matter.
So that has nothing to do...
Yes, it does.
That argument has nothing
yes,
to do
it
with it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, he could be Captain North America if he wanted to.
Yeah,
Captain America
North America.
Yeah, he just not... Captain North America is too long. He just dropped the North. Captain America. You know what I mean? Because United States of America, boom.
I'm
you drop the middle, Captain America.
I am not going to talk about countries and states and the continents and how they're different. So let's move on.
Captain Africa. What else do I have going on? I'm playing some video games. New Star Wars is pretty cool.
I've heard that's great.
Pew pew lasers all day.
Pew pew.
I don't know anything about Star Wars for the most part, yeah, the but pew-pew. Just the fact that the pew-pew lasers are going makes me super happy.
It does sound very accurate.
I have a news story that has pew-pew lasers.
Hold on, time out really quick. I got to tell you how I got... No, it's really good how I got these presents.
Uh-huh.
So one morning I woke up, and I went to go get coffee, and on my Keurig was this little fucking elf with his hands on his dick. And I was like, what in the world is this? And it's an elf on the shelf. So I did some Googling, found out what an elf on the shelf was, and first he gave me the elf movie. Next day, he leaves me Call of Duty Black Ops 3 for the PS4. I was super hyped about it, and I was like, you know what? I don't know if the elf would care if I, you know, swapped out Call of Duty Black Ops for Star Wars. So I talked to my fiance, which I assume she controls the elf on the shelf, unless shit is really out of control. So I asked her about it, and she was like, fine, you could just have the Star Wars game, because that was tomorrow's gift from the elf. Now the elf is pissed. So I'm like, shit. There's a pissed elf going around with his magic. So
you could have waited to return it?
You should have waited. No, because look, Star Wars was next, so I would have returned it for no reason. So I went to bed, I woke up the next morning, I'm tired, I'm groggy, I'm walking into the bathroom, fucking butt-ass naked. I look in the mirror, and it says red rum and lipstick. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I look down, and the elf is holding a butcher knife. I peed a little on my naked body. I was scared shitless. But then I realized that, you know, this elf, he's off balance right now. And I have to find a way to make this elf like me again. And that's how I got Star Wars.
The elf likes flowers. I'm just saying.
Well, that's it. That's all I got. All
right. Wow. I can't top any of that.
You guys don't have Elf on the Shelf?
I'm familiar with Elf on the Shelf, but I don't do that.
I have to name him, but I can't think of a name, so we should probably pull
Gregory.
That. No. Maybe Captain Africa.
Captain Elf. Africa.
Captain Elf. Why can you be? Rica? Why is he a Captain Elf? Because, you know, he's just an elf. How about that argument? All right. What's up, Tim? Read something.
Oh, my God. So, all I have going on is I found my Super Nintendo, and I'm super happy.
All right.
I hooked that up. I was playing Contra 3.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, the dogs are being extra annoying today. All right, let's dive into this. Let's keep this moving along.
Mm-hmm.
You ready, Moonlight Knight?
No. It's Captain Africa.
So,
they just love each other.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know, making out on the stairs. One dog is comically small compared to the other one.
Oh,
it's adorable. Ah, no, we don't love you. Stay there.
Don't wag your tail.
Yeah, your tail picks up a bit. All right, so let's get into it. We'll start with the pew-pew lasers for you.
Yes.
Omaze, O-M-A-Z-E, is a company that works with 15 different charities, and they're doing a promotion with Star Wars The Force Awakens, where if you donate to them, you have a chance to win to go see the premiere with the entire cast.
Nice.
And there's a great video online of Mark Hamill, who is Luke Skywalker, for those who don't know, dressed up as a stormtrooper, going out and talking to people on Hollywood Boulevard who have no idea it's Mark Hamill. Now, in the video, he never reveals to anybody that he's Mark Hamill.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
I assume he probably did. Uh-huh. But it was pretty funny. He walks up to people dressed as Jedis, and they challenge him to a lightsaber duel, and he just goes, pew, pew, pew. So that's the pew, pew, pew part.
Oh, pew, pew.
But the video is really good, and it's a charitable thing, so if you're into that, check it out. It was pretty cool. I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
So that's a nice little thing.
Mark Hamill.
Let's go to... There's a lot of anger from people over the Superman vs. Batman trailer that released.
Oh, really?
I saw that, too. The new one.
Yeah, I haven't done anything.
Basically, because it pretty much shows, spoilers, that they put aside their differences to fight the real villain.
Yup.
So it's like... Fight. So it's like, we all knew who they were going to end up fighting at the end.
Who is that guy?
Doomsday.
Doomsday.
Right. They revealed that they were going to put Doomsday in the movie. But the thing was, it's like, what is the point of having this versus movie? Mm-hmm. Because you know that's just going to come down to them fighting Doomsday.
Yeah. Spoiler, Wonder Woman's in it.
You could have just spliced together scenes that don't look like they're working together, where maybe everyone's fighting Doomsday, and it wouldn't have been so bad.
Sure.
So people are really pissed, and a lot of people are just like, I have no interest now. Right. I had little interest before.
Right.
Now
I already know what's going to happen.
So, that being said, and now you knowing that, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't really care. I didn't care for it to begin with, so I'm going to go see it as part of the podcast job, but...
Right, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
Work.
It might still be good,
It might be good, yeah. I'm not going to not go see it because they spoiled Doomsday. I already didn't have a great sense that it was going to be a great movie to begin with, so...
Right.
I have nothing to go on, so... Right.
I also like there's pictures already of Doomsday, which he looks okay, but they have Doomsday next to a picture of the Rancor from Star Wars because they look pretty similar, which is always funny. Now, anything else you want to add on that?
Wonder Woman's in it, and she was really hot, and she came out of nowhere, and I was really excited about that. But my thing was, like, Batman and Superman didn't really look at Wonder Woman like, yo, where'd you come from? So I guess they knew about her? I'm really confused about this whole situation. And on top of that, I don't know why Aquaman hasn't been in the trailer yet.
Yeah, I agree, because...
I'm dying to see people
love him.
People
love him from Game of Thrones, in particular. Oh, I'm a huge fan of
him. Yeah, my whole life is centered around looking like him. It's not working, but I'm trying really hard.
You got to do a little more...
I got to lift some more, maybe, like, you know, get better eyebrows and grow my beard longer and get, like, 6 inches taller. But you know what? We're working on it. Science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Leander, let's talk about your Jessica Jones. You've said and how you feel today.
Let's all calm down.
What have you said about Jessica
Jones? To be clear, Hakeem and I are only 9 episodes in. We're getting there. You have watched the whole thing.
Yep,
and
one day.
This won't have...
go outside.
Yeah. This won't have spoilers in it. We'll try to be as gentle as possible. Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel? You said... That this was the dumbest character ever.
What the
That this will
fuck?
Be the stupidest move Marvel's ever made.
Wow.
And that you hate the whole thing.
Wow.
That she's a nobody, this character.
Wow. Sexist.
Yeah, so, that's what it was.
She is still a nobody character.
What?
She is... It's still a little dumb.
Wow.
It's just that it's a good show. Period. That happens to have someone named Jessica Jones and Luke Cage in it.
The backpedaling.
Yeah.
It is a really good show,
It's
though.
A good show, period. It just happens to have Jessica Jones and Luke Cage in it. So, it's... They did a better job of portraying her as an individual character and not just Luke Cage's baby mama. Spoiler alert, she gets pregnant.
Oh, shit, I knew that.
At some point in her life. Not in the... Alright, so I said... In general, if you read comics, you know that she has a baby. That's what I'm saying. Not has nothing to do with the show.
Is the baby like growing
up? I don't know what we're talking about. So, but in general, I thought it was a really good show. So here's my problem with it, though. There are still problems. It started off really strong, and then there was like a lull. Like there was like I wasn't quite sure if I'm interested still, and then it came back. You know?
Yeah.
So that was my thing. There was a lull.
I agree
in
with
watching
that.
It.
Even though I'm not done, where's the parts lull? That I'm at, I was like, this is kind of taking too long.
It's just taking too long, right?
I never felt that way.
You don't have to feel.
I've been just so excited about this show.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to come back so strong at the end. So
yeah,
and David Tennant's amazing.
Yeah.
Who's he?
Kilgrave.
Oh, that bastard.
The thing is that I think there could be a difference in watching it straight through versus watching it episode by episode.
Really? Okay.
That might be where, like, Hakeem may not feel a little because he's watching, like, one every 2 weeks.
But... Actually, it's 2 every night. Right. Maybe 3 if I'm feeling wild and want to stay up past my bedtime.
So then you should feel the lull eventually, or you may not feel it at all.
I mean, there's a little bit of a lull right now.
You may not feel it. I don't want to force a lull.
No, you're not forcing a lull. You're not Kilgraving me or whatever his name is. But no, there's a little bit of a lull where I was confused. There's a lull right now, and I just sense it. No, but in all seriousness, I think the lull for me was when she kind of got off track and went to do an extra case right in the middle of the whole Kilgrave thing. She picks up another case and goes,
and,
you know what I'm talking about?
Sure,
where she goes and helps that chick, and then
the
chick's like, oh, well, I hate mutants. I'm racist against mutants, and tries to kill her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
spoiler.
Yeah.
Take that. But I don't know, man. But the main thing I'm getting out of the show is her ass is just off the chains.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've seen her in so much other stuff or other shows and stuff, but her butt was never like that.
Right.
So I feel like she did a lot of squats leading up to this.
Do you think she has a butt double, though?
A butt double?
Whoa.
People do that.
Dude, minds are blown right now because the reality of the situation is...
You've never seen her butt.
I've never seen
her
butt and
her
face at the same time.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, during the sex scene, she's usually doing, you know, on the top there. She's not really a missionary girl. She's a wildcat.
Right.
But then, like, I was talking to Tim about it earlier. There's a good shot where she's going up to climb a bridge, and they go underneath to show her climbing up a ladder, and it's just a nice shot of her butt.
And it seems so unnecessary.
Yeah. No, like, it's
I'm not complaining, but I was like...
I mean, like, you are complaining. Very it was beautiful. I was excited
it's
about that.
It's very possible it's a butt double.
And she's just, like, such a bitch with a nice ass, so I feel like that
together...
So you're
in love with her?
No, not really, because her face is kind of eh, you know what I mean? She's not really, like, a hot chick, sure. But she has a really nice butt, but... But I think Kilgrave for me is the my favorite part of the show, mm-hmm. because he has some lines that crack me up. Mm-hmm. I kind of see him and I'm like, you know what, Jessica, you're kind of a dick, because you know you had him becoming a hero, and I feel like his
spoilers.
You know, spoiler, whatever.
You're not very good at this.
I didn't know we were not doing any spoilers.
Yeah,
I
said it.
So. All right, you know, I'm done talking about Jessica Jones. That ass though.
The only other thing I'll add before Tim puts in his two cents and we can move on from this ass is that there were times also in the show where I sense it's a lull because there's no excuse for certain people to have lived. Like, certain people should have died. They just, like, extended their life. Like, Kilgrave's too strong of a character. People should be dead way more than are even currently dead. So they just didn't... They didn't play it right. Either they overplayed his power, or I'm not sure what to say.
I kind of feel like they gave him, like, he's doing certain things on purpose and taking his time and being meticulous about it, because if he's just straight up, you know, crazy guy making all this mm-hmm. noise, people will come after him. Like, the police will come after him, the SWAT will, whatever, you know?
Right.
And, I mean, that's, I don't know, maybe he can't control large groups of people all at once. You don't know.
Sure.
Like, there might be other things at play as far as that.
Yeah.
But I think the show's really good. I like the guy who played Luke Cage.
Yeah, I
was kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to like this guy just because Terry Crews wanted to play Luke Cage.
What?
Yeah, Terry Crews, when they first announced it, he was tweeting Marvel like every day. He's like, come on, what are you talking about? I am Luke Cage.
That's awesome.
He's right. But this guy did really good. I don't know his name. I'm sorry, guy. But
I don't know who you're talking about either, but this guy.
Terry Crews, the Old Spice guy. The dad.
Bear Glove.
Everybody Loves Chris, the dad. No?
White Girls. Sings a Michelle Branch song, Make My Way Downtown, Walking Fast, Faces Past, I'm Homebound.
He was in The Expendables. Oh my God.
But generally speaking,
go back onto your
The guy who did Luke Cage in this particular one had a really good sexual energy. So I don't know what this other guy could do. I don't know if he's sexual. Luke Cage in this particular show has to be super, super
smooth.
Sexual.
He was smooth.
Is that how he is in the comics or something?
Not really. No.
I think he's kind of like... He's not a jerk, but, like, he's very blunt, I feel.
Matter of fact. Yeah, he's
a little
more
and I feel like, with the exception of Jessica Jones, he's, like, very sweet to her and very, like, mm-hmm. he's like the family man in, like, a lot of these Avenger books, and nobody else portrays that. Hmm, but, like, when it's time to go kick butt, he kicks butt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the first one to run in and all that stuff.
Right, right.
If you like Luke Cage stuff and a little bit of Jessica Jones, that new Avengers run... That Bendis did from like 01. It ran like, I don't know.
Not if you're a Jessica Jones fan.
Well, no. You read Alias if you're a Jessica Jones
fan. Right. Jessica Jones and that new Avenger he's talking about, all she does is hold a baby.
Does the show explain how she gets her powers eventually or no?
I'm not saying.
Oh my God. Stop spoiling.
All right.
All right. Let's move on. Well, then watch the show. All right. So.
I hate you.
Mortal Kombat 10. Your favorite game, Leander.
I really like it.
They have spoiled. So the next pack that is coming out with downloadable content.
The Jubilee pack?
Yes, the Jubilee pack. First, I'll tell you the two that are Mortal Kombat already.
Okay.
Is Bo Raicho,
mm-hmm.
the big dude who drinks,
mm-hmm.
and Triborg, which is a combo of the Robot Smoke, Cyrax, and Sektar.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, the promo for him, the video that got leaked, was really cool because it's just Sektar's the red one, right?
Uh-huh.
Sektar's head on a table, like plugged in all these things, and you see a hand come up, and it's the Cyborg Smoke.
Uh-huh.
It touches it, and then it does his power where it kind of disappears.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It was really cool.
Nice.
I was pretty excited for that because even though Mortal Kombat 3 is not that good, those characters were fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then keeping their horror movie theme.
Yeah. Oh. Well, they can't do Freddy because they already did that.
Do you want to guess now that I've told you? There's two more and they're both horror movie themed.
Okay. Hakeem, you have any thoughts?
I'm going to say Alien.
Okay. They already have Alien.
No.
Well, they have Predator, right?
Yeah.
So then I would say. What's a good scary. Michael Myers. He'd be a good opponent for Jason.
I think he's already in there.
No.
I don't know.
I think it was in another
Jason's
one.
In it. So Michael Myers might be one, and then another one could be horror, scary.
Chucky.
Ooh, Chucky. I love Chucky. Yeah, we'll say like a killer clown, like from It.
Okay. Ooh. Pennywise? No. It is not Pennywise. It is the Xenomorph from Alien.
Yes.
Which I like in the trailer. It has the Xenomorph Baraka's fighting, and then out of nowhere, it pops out his chest.
No way.
It's probably the intro.
Whoa, I gotta see that.
It's pretty cool. And then Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. Oh, nice. All right, Leatherface. Well played.
Yeah, his introduction in the trailer is... I forget what characters it were. Two characters walking together, and they keep looking around like they're in the woods, and he just comes out with a chainsaw and just runs at them.
That's awesome.
So, it looks pretty cool.
I'm excited.
I know you like Mortal Kombat, so I had to throw that in there for you.
Much appreciated.
All right. If you watched The Walking Dead mid-season finale, you would have noticed little Mini-Mate action figures at the beginning of it, and this is just a quick little tidbit. Those were Invincible characters thrown into the show.
From the comic
Invincible, Kirkman's other book, which everyone needs to read. Mm-hmm. It is one of the greatest superhero books, period.
I've never read it, but I've heard that.
You should read it.
Is that a movie, too?
Invincible?
Samuel Jackson?
It's not that.
Oh.
Just so, I just thought a lot of people who maybe are like diehard into Invincible maybe don't like The Walking Dead show. I feel like a lot of people who like the book don't like the show kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I just thought it'd be cool to mention to those people. Invincible actually appeared in the show.
Cool.
And then on the Talking Dead episode afterwards, they were there as well.
Talking about it.
And they were like, hey, look, this is Invincible. This is what it is. You should read it. It's great.
Nice.
Which was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Peter Jackson will direct an episode of Doctor Who.
All right.
Peter Jackson is the guy who did Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies, and he's said he's had interest for a long time. He also released a video. It's him talking with his daughter, and the guy... Peter Capaldi, who plays the current Doctor Who, comes in, and, you know, Peter Jackson's there just, like, polishing all his Oscars he's won and stuff. It was very, like, dumb but fun, and, you know, it was just, like, all this Doctor Who stuff is happening in the background, and he's just, like, not even paying attention.
Nice.
And they're like, oh, what time is it? Doctor Who's on. Oh, you know what else that means? That means Walking Dead's on. Let's go watch that. And they, like, leave and watch it. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But he will actually finally direct an episode, which, for Doctor Who fans, that's probably a pretty big deal.
Is it? Nice.
I don't know.
Go Doctor Who fans.
Hey, man. Doctor Who. You can thank David Tennant for that.
He really
brought Doctor Who back.
Did he? Brave.
He was Doctor Who.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah,
he's a great actor.
Nice.
All right. So, three more short things. DC, on their Vertigo line, are going to release a new Batman book called Dark Knight, A True Batman Story. It's going to be written by Paul Dini, which is one of the main people behind Batman the Animated Series and plenty of other books, with art by Eduardo Rizzo, which he did 100 Bullets. What is interesting about this book is Batman helps a man who gets beaten by strangers and left for dead on the sidewalk. The guy suffers cranial injuries, all kinds of problems, physical problems. And it's meant to show Batman in a different light where he's more inspiring and helping this guy instead of just, I'm dark, I'm evil, and back to the shadows kind of thing.
Sure.
And what is interesting is Paul Dini, the writer, actually had this happen to him where he was attacked by people who just mugged him and beaten, and he had all these injuries. It's actually autobiographical. So, and he's never talked about it, apparently. He's never really brought it up.
Sure.
In great detail. So it's kind of interesting. Vertigo is always darker. So I'm very... And I think it's just going to be a one-and-done original graphic novel. So that's kind of interesting. I never knew that about him. I love him. I think he's a great writer. So that will be interesting.
Nice.
You know, a darker Batman book in general.
Right. Yeah, it'll be good because he'll be able to write from his heart. So.
And also, while we're talking about darker Batman books, I know a lot of people are excited because Dark Knight 3... came out.
Right.
Yes, my dog is snoring. Dark Knight 3 came out, number one. I'm not going to review it. I skimmed it. I feel like if I review it, I'll just spoil things. I think I maybe will just review it when it's all said and done, because I feel so many people are going to want to read that and make their own opinions. So,
right.
In case you're wondering why like a huge book came out and we're not talking about it, there you go. All right. Brian K. Vaughan, the writer of Saga and Why the Last Man and many other great things, along with Marcos Martin, is going to have a new creator-owned series. It is going to be digital download, and you pay what you want for it. Just like his previous book, which was titled The Private Eye. This book is called Barrier, and it will be released online. Apparently, he had a lot of success with The Private Eye. It just came out in print format this past week, as of this recording, and it's a $50 huge hardcover. It looks awesome. So for those of you who are like, I don't know where to get this, I don't do digital, I can't read digital, my brain can't process it, I like tactile, these things eventually come out in hardcover form or whatever format.
If it's successful.
Correct. And it's Vaughn, so it will be. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
I was going to get The Private Eye, but I just had too many things in my bin. I was like, I can't justify it. I will definitely get beaten for
not even during the sale at the comic store at 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey.
What? The comic book store, you say? 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey? No, it came out the week after the sale.
Gotcha. Or
the next Wednesday.
That happens. After Black Friday.
And then, I'm kind of sad, Lou is in New York. Kind of sad that Lou is in New York, because I have Secret Wars news, which Secret Wars number 9 has finally gotten a release date, the last issue, which is January 6th, 2016. Its original end date with issue 8 was October 7th, 2015.
That's painful.
Isn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's interesting. Marvel says that they added the issue because they couldn't fit the finale in issue 8, but then went on to reduce the page count of issue 7 and 8, reducing it actually 32 pages between the two. So that sounds kind of like BS.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I don't know what to make of that.
We've got to see the finale, see what
happens. I think it's going to be terrible. Like, at this point, who cares?
No one cares.
Lou cares, that's it.
Yeah, Lou's the only person in the universe that cares about Secret Wars right now.
Yeah, maybe.
What is the Secret Wars?
It is the Marvel event that is rebooting everything, which is why you got all new number ones, and all these characters are kind of different, and it's why you don't like the book you're going to review, and I guess we could review a book each now.
Or, yeah.
Let's do it. We got a little bit of time.
Although
let's
he only has one book,
that's
so he won't be able to really get involved in the next...
That's fine.
All right. Let's start with Hakeem.
Do you want to wait? You can wait.
I mean, yeah, you guys can go first.
All right. Well, we do one and we'll do a minisode with him.
Fine. All right.
All right.
Go ahead, Leander.
Me?
You kick... Yeah, you kick it off.
Jeez.
You kick it off.
All right. Let's do a weird one here.
Oh, I got a weird one.
Now, let's get the weird one for the next one. Let's go with... The Visions.
The Visions. Now, you loved the first issue,
yeah,
correct?
I did. The second one is amazing still.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's so, again, you probably didn't pick up the first The Visions because you're like, it's The Visions, why would I pick it up? Mm-hmm. And again, like I said in the last podcast when I did review number one, you have to be willing to open your mind to reevaluating what it means to be human. If you're not open for that, then this is not the book for you.
Sure.
And so, this book... As I said last time, actually, I don't think I spoiled the ending last time. So, last time, someone died.
Okay.
And it wasn't one of the Visions.
Okay.
One of the Visions killed that person.
Mm.
Three of the family members know about it, of the four.
Mm.
And they're keeping the fourth one out of the loop.
Mm.
Now, they're trying to figure out, basically, how to lie for the first time. Because they're trying to cover it up.
Sure.
They don't want anyone to know what happened. The three. And so this book really goes in, and one of them's like critically wounded, like in the hospital. But they're trying to move on with their life. So like the kids go to school, the parents go to work, the mom stays home and cleans house. And in that process, things are starting to happen with the three that know about the death. Like they're quote unquote malfunctioning, but that's not really what's happening. They saw death for the first time. They don't know what that was. They never experienced it before. And now they're trying to live their synthesoid lives with this idea of, like, death and hiding death and not telling anyone what happened. So, at the very end, because a lot happened, but at the very end, actually there's more. So then, stuff happens at school. Because, you know, there's two kids. And I tell you there's four people. So, at least one of the kids has to be one of the ones that knows about what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
At school, something happens and one of the kids, like, freaks out on another kid. Almost kills him. And then the Vision comes in with his wife and is like, all right, well, he's just responding to some critical things that are happening at home that has happened recently. Can you just put him in detention like you would do any other kid? And the principal's like, no, this is a synthetoid. He's just a gun. He's just a metal thing. He's a weapon. And the wife is like, my child, first of all, is not a weapon. It's an actual, that's my child, so don't call him a weapon ever again.
And the guy was like, no, he's out of here. And so the Vision was like, no, you're going to put him in detention. And the guy was like, you can't tell me what to do. He's like, I've saved the Earth 37 times. He's like, he went through this whole calculation. Every time you take a breath of air, it's because I saved your life 37 times. You're going to put him in detention. And so the principal's like, all right, fine. He takes out his alcohol and starts drinking. And so at the end of this book, this is the classic, like, I wasn't expecting it to go this way. Like, there's a lot of classic ways things can end. Someone gets a package in the mail, right? They open the package. It's a phone. You do the code. What is it? It's them burying the body in the backyard. So someone caught the video of the three Visions that did kill this person, dumping the body.
Mm.
So now, who has the video? I know we did last summer. So we're going to try and figure that out moving forward. But again, it's a really cool alternate way of thinking about being human and thinking about death for the first time and covering stuff up. Hmm. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Sounds so different.
Yeah, it's not what you think it is.
Tom King's a good writer.
Yeah.
Is the Vision like Vision from the Avengers?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Hakeem. Right. Do it. Do it, Hakeem.
I don't even know about this at all. All right, so I am going to review Venom Space Knight number 1.
Yep.
And it's Venom from Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. That's what I got. That's what I got so far. And I guess, like, who's the original Venom?
Eddie Brock.
Okay, so it's no longer Eddie Brock. It's this Flash Gordon guy who...
Flash Thompson.
Flash Gordon
would be way better.
Okay, yeah, Flash Gordon is DC, right?
Yeah.
Okay, is he the Flash?
No, Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon is not DC. Flash Gordon is old school sci-fi.
Oh yeah, he goes. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Dynamite has that license.
And he was in Ted.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's
all right.
Where you're getting.
We're good now. Okay, so Flash Thompson. from the first page, right off the bat, I learned he was a football player.
Yeah.
And he's really into football. And now he has the symbiotic suit. And his thing is he went to some random planet because he has a message in his mind. I guess someone's whispering in his mind, telling him to go to another planet.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes there. I'm not sure why. I'm a little bit confused. When he gets there, he meets this chick who's an owl. I thought that was really cool. I guess that's the whole alien thing going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he finds out he has to find a weapon that some kind of space pirate has.
Okay.
So he ends up going onto a ship. When he gets on the ship, he finds a robot. He asks this robot, you know, where can I find this weapon? He leads him to an alien family. The alien family is scared. Venom seems to be kind of a nice guy in this, because I'm a little bit confused. Wasn't he a villain originally?
Yeah, yes.
So I guess in this one, he's some sort of, like, space hero. Mm-hmm. And he keeps calling himself Cosmo Knight or something like that, or...
Hmm.
Let me see where... Hold on. Let me check that out. He's a space something. I don't know. It's really weird. But when he meets the pirate calls him a Clintar.
Mm.
And he calls him a Clintar multiple times. And what I got from the comic is, I guess, his symbiotic suit, the alien race, is Clintar? So, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. That's a big deal, actually.
Yeah.
It's never been called a race before, I don't think.
Yeah. And the weirdest part is, you know, he shoots him with, like, some kind of ray, and the suit falls off.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about an Earthling being the wearer of the suit. So I'm almost 100% sure the symbiote is called a Clintar. I don't know. I didn't really feel this at all whatsoever. I didn't really care for it.
Why not?
I'm not really into the space thing, first off.
Okay.
On top of that, Flash Gordon, he just has his whole football thing going on. Or Flash Thompson has his whole football thing going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said,
football thing going on.
He just refers to it every 2 seconds. Like, at the end when he saves someone, it's a touchdown.
Mm,
you know, yes. So he has that underlying... Yeah, like, I get it. You're a football player. That's all fun and dandy.
That's a foul.
Yeah.
Foul.
It just kept going with that whole thing. That's I don't know. I'm used to Venom being a villain, and now all of a sudden it just takes off with him. And I don't know how he became Venom.
Right.
I don't know any of the background, so I feel like this is just kind of throwing me off there.
Okay. It's number one, right?
It's number one. Was that, like, in a different... comic book series?
He was already the Venom in a different in the previous universe before it got rebooted. Mm-hmm. So they just kind of continued on. But it's interesting why these number ones, who are probably, I assume it's to suck people in, new people, but has no context for new people who are starting in for the first time. So it's actually a horrible book for that reason.
He calls himself an agent of the cosmos.
It's all the Secret Wars.
And the recurring
stuff.
Theme throughout the entire comic is that he doesn't really know what that is, but I guess the voice is in his head.
Keep calling him a what?
An agent of the cosmos.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
The voice is in his head, I assume, is the suit. The suit talking to him.
Yeah, it doesn't really tell you that, but...
So it could be.
See, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's rough.
I don't know, I really wasn't into this, like I said.
Okay, so you're not going to pick up number two?
No, I mean, the villain was kind of lame with the pirate. I guess it's leading up to something bigger. Maybe he's going to meet up with some other superheroes, sure. But I think as a standalone character, especially with Flash Thompson in the symbiotic suit, mm-hmm. I don't know, I don't really care for the guy whatsoever.
Fair. All right.
He's kind of an a-hole, is what he seems like.
I agree, based on your review.
Well played.
Read it and weep.
All right, you guys ready? This is how you end it.
Oh, boy.
Andre the Giant, what? Closer to Heaven. Stop by it. Brandon Easton and Dennis Medry.
Why?
Andre the Giant, Closer to Heaven.
A wrestling character?
He was a real person. Andre Rosamond. A
wrestling character?
Yes, this is this is a biography of Andre the Giant.
In comic form?
In comic form.
Is this
form.
A common thing, or?
Not that common. I mean, biographies happen occasionally.
In regards to comics, though.
Yeah. The art is pretty fun. It's a little cartoony, which works. It's actually pretty accurate, historically accurate to what I know of wrestling.
Sure.
Has a great foreword by his daughter,
hmm.
which is interesting because they had no relationship, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was always on the road, and I think she met him, like, a handful of times. Like, maybe a dozen times total. Like, it's actually very sad. But it's a very interesting story if you don't know anything about him. You know, he was born in France in 1946, and he has the issue with his pituitary gland, and it makes him, a tumor growing on it, I think makes you either large or small.
Makes him a giant?
Makes him a giant.
Really?
It's a real-life condition.
It's kind of like a mutant.
Kind of, but not.
Oh.
So, you know, he can't go to school. He has to help his family on his farm. It's just super interesting story. Yeah, nice. And then he discovers wrestling. He really loves it. And then they're like, oh my God, you're like 12 and you're 6 feet tall. You can wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And it just talks about him going from the Indies, going to Germany, going to Japan. It's historic. Like, they'll mention Hogan. They'll mention...
Wow, really?
Do they have a picture of Hogan in there?
Yeah. Yeah, Hogan's in there.
Can I see that?
I feel like I'm listening to, like, Street Fighter.
You know what? He went all over the world. It's kind of like Street Fighter, for sure.
That's a really interesting concept.
Muhammad Ali is in this. Like, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. It depicts because it's all real life, facts. Mm-hmm. It talks about him being on the $6 million man. He played the Sasquatch.
What? Nice.
Talks about Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got dialogue, but a lot of it's his inner monologue that's telling the story. Because it shows him in his chair, special made chair. It's supposed to be like he's thinking back on this before he dies.
I see.
Because he died in, like, 93 or something.
Mm-hmm. How did he die?
I don't know what the technical term would have been. His body pretty much just wouldn't stop growing. And his body shut down on him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a real... Like, it's sad. It's a real
condition. Sounds like a mutant.
That's yeah. Mm-hmm. Antonio Inoki, Hulk Hogan, Vince... McMahon Sr. and Jr. are both depicted differently because he loved Sr. and he was kind of like, I don't know about this Jr. character, which is the Vince McMahon most people know.
Mm-hmm.
Bad News Allen talking about some racial things. It really depicts how drunk he was all the time because he was in so much pain. He would just drink case after case.
Oh, there's Hogan.
There's Hogan. Yeah. So it's got a cartoony style, but it is very good. I was really blown away by it because I like wrestling, but I'm like, okay, but does this works for me?
Mr. T's in there?
Mr. T's in here. Like, does this work for other people? And knowing, especially like the WWF stuff, which most people, you can go back and look, you can see WrestleMania 3, see the entrance look just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty Rhodes looks like Dusty Rhodes. Oh, wow. Like, it's really, really cool. So even if you don't like, Dusty Rhodes, sad, but... Even if you don't like wrestling, this is a very good story. It's all it all seems pretty accurate, as you know, the daughter points out in the beginning, which was nice. So it gives it a little credibility.
Did he die at the end?
He does. It does say that he passed, and it shows the chair empty.
Okay. So he goes all the way through.
It's
the coolest part of this
comic. Nice. That's
old school wrestling poster.
Yes, really the old school wrestling poster, which shows you the writer the illustrator and the editor with little cartoony pictures of them.
It's a must read for any wrestling fan.
Yeah, I think so.
It's really good. I was very happy. It was originally published by Lion Forge Comics, and it's released through IDW.
So Kif should read it.
I hate wrestling.
Now, Kif loves wrestling, I know, right?
I just wanted to put that on the record.
That being said, does this look interesting to you?
It does, mm-hmm. because I enjoyed wrestling Attitude Era and before.
Mm-hmm.
So nowadays wrestling doesn't really tickle my fancy, but
sure.
back in the day it definitely did. And Andre the Giant was one of the founding fathers of that promotion.
Yeah.
So,
nice. So another one of our really good fans, Kif, then, should be listening to or reading Andre the Giant
Closer to Heaven. And there is other books about Andre the Giant that are actually in comic form.
Mm-hmm.
I have not read those. This one I really enjoyed, though.
Sure. Yeah, you can't have too many.
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
So that's it. That's all I got. You guys got anything else you want to say to close this out? Hakeem, thank you for being here.
I have nothing.
you bombshelled us all with Moonlight Night. We're fine.
Yeah. I know. I peaked early today.
You did.
And you guys hit me with Doctor Who, and I don't know shit about Doctor Who except for a TARDIS. I don't know what that is, but I heard people say that.
There you go.
And they have the bumper sticker that says, "My other vehicle is a TARDIS."
Wow.
That is all I know.
That's fine.
More than I do.
I mean, the last time I watched Doctor Who was like replays of the 70s, so
I've never seen it. So,
yeah. Oh, actually,
maybe we'll just sit down and watch
it. I used some knowledge that I gained from the podcast the other day while I was teaching a course at a Catholic school.
Whoa!
Yeah, I teach a screenwriting class, and I was like, "All right, guys, you guys can pick any character you want, any form of media, and you can put those characters together in a screenplay about whatever you want. But the dialogue has to go with what that character would actually say in their shows." So I was like, "You can't take Batman and have him killing people or whatnot." So they were writing and they were getting into it, and I don't know why I said it, but I was like, "Guys, do you know who the Ninja Turtles are?" And they're like, "Yeah." I was like, "Well, one of them died." And they're like, "Oh, they died." They're like, "No." And I was like, "Guess who?" And they all guessed, and one kid actually got Donatello correct.
Nice.
And then I tried to explain to him how he died, and I think it was Bebop and Rocksteady or whatever his name was, so I told him that. And I said, "Don't worry. Is he alive now?
He is alive. Now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's back.
I guess cybernetic shell is what he has now.
I don't know if
cyber shell.
I haven't. They've gone a few issues behind, so he might actually just be normal again.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I was really excited to drop that knowledge on a kid.
I like that.
And then one more thing.
Shock him.
I just want to throw this out there. This kid wrote a screenplay, and I thought it was hilarious because it was. And this goes along with your little wrestling theme thing. Who does the RKO?
Randy Orton.
Okay, so Randy Orton was in there, and you know he talked about He did an RKO and was doing his wrestling match, and then after he goes into the back room, and he's walking, and a mysterious figure appears. And he's like, "Randy Orton, I need your help." And he's like, "Who said that?" Randy Orton turns around, and there's a guy, and he has a cloak over him. And he goes, "Who are you?" And the guy takes the cloak off, and it was Malcolm X. I look at the kid, I'm like, "Why is Malcolm X in here, and what's going on?" And he's like, just keep reading, Mr. Hakeem. And I was like, "All right, cool." So he kept reading, and he's like, "Randy Orton, I need you to help me with the assassination." And I was like, "Ooh, assassination, Malcolm X, I don't know where we're going here." And Randy Orton's like, "Who do we have to assassinate?" And Malcolm X was like, "The Mickey Mouse crew." And that's where the screenplay ended for that class. So I'm curious where this kid... I'll get a copy of it, and maybe we can read it, because it's really interesting.
Get his permission.
No, he's like, he's six. Everything in that... Or not six. He's in sixth grade, so everything in that class is mine now.
Wow.
So we would make a movie about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to share that. RKO.
Yeah.
From out of nowhere.
Pretty cool.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. Spoiler, it's Malcolm X. Just want to throw it out there.
Oh, Malcolm X, Captain Africa. It's been quite a podcast.
He's doing great.
I got to promote ethnicity in these comics.
Yeah, right. That's what you're doing with Captain Africa.
Captain Africa.
All right.
There probably is like an indie book that's Captain Africa. There probably is.
No, there isn't Captain Africa. And on top of that, no, seriously. Seriously, on top of that, there is probably a really badass Arab superhero.
Maybe
there's a superhero that no one knows is Arab because he's adopted. And they don't really want to talk about that because of ISIS.
Yeah, sure.
Think about it. If Marvel came out with an Arabic superhero right now, everyone would be like, I don't know if I want to read that. I don't know how I feel about Arab people right now. There's a lot of,
I don't think that's true.
There's a lot of hate going on in the world right now.
I think people would read it.
Well, I think the guys at Marvel are probably like, "I don't think I'm going to do that because I don't think it would help us right now."
Sure.
It's bad PR.
Yeah.
Or, hold on, time out.
You can't call time out.
Time out. Came up with a cool idea. So there's an Arab superhero that fights ISIS. Two birds, one stone. Like it.
How you guys feel about that?
You write it up and send it in.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I can't draw.
That's why we said write it up.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like with comics, you gotta have illustrations or else it's just
you a book. Find someone.
You seem very confused. Do you work for Marvel already?
No one likes books. Alright, so you have to have some pictures in there.
Alright. Well, on that note, let's end it there.
Let's do a mini-sode.
See you later. We'll do a mini-sode for you, yes.
Freestyle it.